So let's review. Zog the Mishnah, Harei Alai Isaron Yabi Echad Isroin Nis Yabi Shnayim. If someone made a neder to bring a mincha of an Isaron of flour, he brings a mincha of one Isaron. If he made a neder to bring a mincha of Isroinus, plural, he brings a mincha of two Isroinus, because mit Isroinus Shtayim. The minimum amount included in a plural expression is two. However, Pirashti Ve'eni Dema Pirashti Yabi Shishim Isaron. If he specified the number of Isroinus at the time he made the neder, but does not remember the number he said, he brings a mincha of 60 Isroinus, the largest possible mincha that an individual can bring. And Rashi adds, Masni va'amr kamasha nedarti yiu l'nidri, v'ashar yehe nedava. He stipulates and says, whatever amount I pledge should go towards fulfilling my neder, and the rest is a voluntary donation. The Mishnah in its last ruling discussed a similar case. Pirashti mincha shal Isroinim, ve'in yideh kama pirashti. If he pledged a mincha of a certain amount of Isroinim, but does not remember the number he said, there's a machlekes. The Tanna Kama says, as before, Yavi Shishim Isaron. He must bring one mincha of 60 Isroinim. However, Rabbi Yomer, Yavi Menachas al Isroinis Me'echad Vad Shishim. He must bring 60 separate Menachas with all the different amounts from 1 through 60, because as Rashi explains, Kimin Dama Mincha Mashmachada. Since he mentioned the term Mincha, singular, he must bring the entire amount in one Kli. And Kiviyasa Demana Milsa. Rabbi holds that the Kli must hold the exact amount, he said. Now, in the earlier ruling of the Mishnah, Pirashti Ve'eni Dema Pirashti, Yavi Shishim Isaron, the Mishnah does not mention that Rebbe disagrees. And the Gemara cites two opinions regarding the earlier ruling. Deloi Karebi. Rebbe indeed disagrees with the earlier ruling as well, and in that case, too, he must bring 60 separate menachis with all the different amounts from 1 through 60. Afilatema Rebbe. We can say that Rebbe agrees with the earlier ruling because it is a case of Ba'ime Pirashti Isroinis, Avaloi Kavata Mekli, the Maisi Shitin Isroinis Beshitin Money. He says that he did not specify that all the Isroinus should be part of one mincha. Therefore, he brings 60 Isroinus in separate kalim, and he fulfills his obligation no matter what number he pledged. The Mishnah continues, Harei alai mincha. If one pledges a mincha without specifying which type of mincha, there's a machlekes. The Tanna Kama says, Yavi eze sheyirtza. He can bring any one of the five types of menachas mentioned in the Torah. Behuda Omer, Yavi mincha sasailas shimiyuchedes shebemenachas. He must bring a flour offering, which is the distinctive mincha of the five types. At first, the Gemara explains, Hoyelu pasach b'hakas of tchila. The mincha seilis is unique in that it is the first mincha described in the Torah, and so it is reasonable to treat it as the standard mincha. However, the Gemara points out, if so, by the same logic, Hoy ma'arelai oyla yavi ben bakar, minatzayin yavi keves, minoif yavi tayrim. Hoyelu pasach b'hakas of tchila. One who pledges an oyla without specifying what type of animal, he should bring a bull. If he pledges to bring a carbon from the flock, he should bring a lamb, not a goat. If he pledges a bird, he should bring tayrim, turtle doves, not yainim, young doves, because those are all mentioned first. However, Mishnah rules otherwise. Harei alai oyla yavi keves. One who pledges an unspecified oyla brings a lamb. Rabbi Elazar Omer tayr oy ven yaina. He brings a bird. Then the Gemara explains. Behuda Omer yavi mincha sasailis because deles leshim levai. It's the only mincha that is not referred to in any other way but as a mincha and does not have an additional word identifying it. Mishnah continues, Mincha a minha mincha, yavi achas, menachis a min menachis yavi shtayim. If he pledged a mincha or a type of a mincha, he brings a single mincha. But if he pledged menachis or menachis of a type, in plural, he brings two esrainis of the same type. The Gemara inquires, Mine mincha mahu. What's the halacha if you use the expression mine mincha, types of a mincha? On the one hand, kimdama mine tarti kama. Perhaps the word mine types in plural indicates that he intended to pledge two menachis. Or kimdama mincha chada mincha kama. Since he used the word mincha in singular, he only pledged a single mincha and he meant one of the types of menachis. The Gemara brings two brises as a possible resolution of this inquiry, but it ultimately remains inconclusive. The Mishnah continues, Pirashti ve'eni de ezimen pirashti, yavi chamishasim. If he specified which type of mincha at the time he made the neder but does not remember what he specified, he brings all five types of menachas. The Gemara suggests the like Reb Shimon. This section of the Mishnah is not according to the opinion of Reb Shimon because kimin da amar mechzachalos and mechzarikikin yavi. Since Reb Shimon holds that one who pledged a minchas mafei taner can bring a mincha with half the breads as loaves and half as flatbreads, and if ina misabel k'Reb Yehuda doma kol menachas bois eser ikal esafuker ba'arba esrei menachas. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that all menachas consisted of only 10 breads and not 12, one would have to bring a total of 14 menachas to satisfy all possibilities. As Rashi explains, Seilas machbas amarcheshas, one for each of these three types, minchas mafei ika echad asr sveikas. And regarding the baked menachas, he could have pledged all 10 breads as loaves, all 10 as rikikin, or any combination thereof, totaling 11 additional possibilities. However, the Gemara rejects this explanation. Afilatema Reb Shimon, Maisi Umasni. Even according to Reb Shimon, one can bring 20 loaves, mechzachals or mechzrikikin, and stipulate that the appropriate 10 loaves are for his pledge, and the additional 10 are a donation, as he ruled in a similar case. Shimon Aimer, Lamachris may be Ashamai Veluga Imeva Aimer. If one is unsure whether he is obligated in Hashem et Zaira, he brings the carbon with the following stipulation. Im et Zairuhu, Zeo Ashamai Bezel Loigai. Vimlav, Asham Zeh Yehei Shalmin Nadava. If I'm obligated in the Asham, this is the carbon and its accompanying oil. And if I'm not obligated, the carbon should be a voluntary Shlam. The Gemara adds, even though Aimer de Amrib Shimon Maisi Masne Likatchila Liskune Gavra of Ba'amla Dievadin Likatchila Loi, even though we stipulated that Reb Shimon only allows this like a tchila in order to resolve that person's doubt, but ordinarily one cannot make such a stipulation like a tchila, however, hanemili gabi shlomim dekumamayit ba'achilasim, da'avlu kachim lebeis absul, amanachis afa like a tchila. This is only regarding a shlomim which can be eaten for 2 days, and if it's treated like an ashim, it can only be eaten for 1 day, increasing the likelihood that it will become nicer. Therefore, this tanai is only permitted like a tchila in the case of leskune gavra. However, regarding menachas, it's permitted like a tchilim, because there's no memayit b'achilasin. The Gemara digresses to discuss this conditional mincha. Umikamit heicha kamitz. How does one separate the kamitzah from such a mincha consisting of mechzachals and mechzarekikin? The Gemara explains. The mas nibu amr, he stipulates as follows. Ichalas l'chodayi b'rekikin l'chodayu amri, the ko kamitzna mechalas l'habe chalas, the ko kamitzna merkikin l'habe rekikin. If the chalas and rekikin are two separate menachas, then the kaimitz I am separating from the chalas is for the mincha of chalas, and the kaimitz I'm separating from the rekikin is for the mincha of rekikin. And imechz rekikin umechz chalas amri, the ko kamitz na mechalas lahava mechz chalas umechz rekikin, or the ko kamitz na merkikin lahava amechz rekikin umechz chalas. If the mincha is a mincha of partially chalas and partially rekikin, then the kaimitz from the chalas is for one of the menachas, and the kaimitz from the rekikin is for the other mincha, because Reb Shimon holds im kamatz va'al biyodim me'echad ashneim yatsa. The kaimitz only contains chalas or rekikin, it's still valid. Regarding the ruling of perashti ve'eni de'ezmen perashti yavi chamishasan, the Gemara asks, ikal espuki b'minchas nesachem. Why is he bringing 5 types of menachas enough? He should also have to bring a minchas nesachem, the mincha that accompanies a carbon, since this can also be donated to be brought without a carbon. The Gemara suggests several answers why we do not need to be concerned for a minchas nesachem, because we assume that he intended for a standard mincha, not for minchas nesachem, which is different than the 5 menachas in the following 5 ways. Ba'beglal tzibra le'mistapkele. Minchas nesachem is also brought as a communal mincha. Ba'beglal zevach le'mistapkele. Minchas nesachem also accompanies a carbon. She'ena tu'una levayna le'mistafaknele. Minchas nesachem does not require levayna. Ba'beshlei shalugin le'mistapkele. Minchas nesachem requires 3 leg per isarn, whereas standard menachas require only 1 leg per isarn. She'ena tu'una kemitza le'kemistafkele. Minchas nesachem does not require kemitza.